This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and in the airplane making business, there are really two big names, Airbus and Boeing. Airbus based in Europe, Boeing based in the United States. But this week, Airbus came into Boeing's territory to break ground on its first U.S. assembly plant in Mobile, Alabama. And we are joined now by the CEO of Airbus, Fabrice Brégier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so first of all, why are you expanding into Alabama? Isn't it a lot cheaper to build things these days in China or Mexico?
No, this is not the point, because we are investing in an assembly line, meaning a very complex part of the manufacturing process. And what counts for us is to have a strong industrial presence here next to our customers. And we have selected the state of Alabama in Mobile because we had been partnering with them in the past. We have a design office over there. It's a very good harbor, so logistics is fine. And we enjoy a very good support from the state and the business community.
When you say customers, are you talking about commercial customers or the U.S. government and contract defense contracts?
No, so far only airlines, so commercial customers. You know, we expect that these airlines in America need to replace their aging fleet, and they will need about 5,000 new aircraft of this category, so the F320 category, for the next 20 years. So it's time for us to have this strong industrial footprint close to them.
How do you compete with Boeing, which is obviously based in the United States, for contracts with U.S. airlines?
Well, it's an open market. And normally, we enjoy a 50% market share. In the rest of the world, we are leading, actually, this market. But in the United States, probably for legacy reasons, historical reasons, we are lagging behind. We have a market share which is a bit lower than 20%. And we believe that getting closer to our customers, investing in Alabama, will help us increase our market share when at the same time we come up with brand new programs which cut fuel burn and which are very cost efficient.
Well, what do you say to the CEO of a major airline when they're trying to decide between going with Airbus planes or Boeing planes? I mean, it's an interesting industry because there are really only two major players.
This is right, and this is because the competition with Boeing is very, very tough. We first have to communicate about the quality of our products, which are well known. And for the legacy companies linked to Boeing, this is probably a little bit more difficult to switch. But look at American Airlines. They procured 260 aircraft recently from Airbus, so we can make it. And on top, if we are seen as very good U.S. citizens, if we produce our aircraft in America, if we reinsource when our competitor is out, sourcing, I think it's also a plus.
You mentioned American Airlines. Has that merger between American and U.S. been something that is good for Airbus or bad for Airbus? Because obviously they both have different preferences when it comes to which airplanes they pick.
It's very good for Airbus because it will create a very strong company, the biggest, by the way, with sound financials. And this is absolutely necessary to move to the next generation of aircraft.
How has the Boeing 787 Dreamliner trouble affected Airbus?
Not really affected Airbus in a positive way, because I'm sure that these problems will finally be over. However, it confirms that when you develop new aircraft, you need to be very cautious. And this is why I took the decision to switch to conventional batteries recently for our new long-range VA350, because doing so, we take zero risk.
So you're going to go with these nickel-cadmium batteries instead of the lithium-ion batteries that were causing the problems. Is that a long-term solution or just a short-term fix?
I think we start with that. We make sure that the lithium-ion batteries are 100% safe, and then we have plenty of time to switch to the new technologies.
Now, the big reason that Boeing was trying to do this 787 Dreamliner is they want a more fuel-efficient aircraft. Do you see the future of Airbus as a provider of something that is more fuel-efficient or something that is bigger? What's the bigger demand in the industry right now?
We are everywhere. I mentioned the A320. We have launched the A320neo. We were the first one to do it. Boeing is a follower. We got more than 2,000 firm orders in only 2 years, and we cut fuel burn by 15%. Then the A350 we mentioned, we believe we are more efficient than the 787. And on top of that, we have the big jumbo, the A380. And when you have congested airports like New York Airport or other cities in the world, I'm sure there will be a big market in the future for this aircraft.
People are going to want to fly on one big plane rather than having a number of smaller flights, you're saying?
Yes, and especially when there is a congestion of air traffic, when you have limited slots allocation, the airlines have to move to bigger aircraft. We see this tendency. And I'm sure that in the next 10, 15 years, when we expect to have twice the number of megacities than today, there will be a big requirement for large aircraft like the A380.
When you are a company as big as Airbus that has a reach in as many places around the world as you do, you are an indicator of the economy yourself. What do you see going on in the economy right now around the world? Where's the growth and how are things doing?
We see globally a growth because you are absolutely right. We are on the global market. I would not say that from Europe. But the growth comes from China, from Southeast Asia, from Middle East. And here in the United States, this is not a growth. This is a replacement of old fleets. So altogether, we enjoy a growth of 4 to 5% year on year, which is very good for the business, especially when we look at the economic crisis in Europe, for instance.
Where is the best growth coming from right now?
I would say Asia, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, and China.
Finally, there was an idea that's been around in the news of a solar plane that's going to fly across the country. And I wonder, do you think that's where we're headed? Are we ever going to get to the point where we can actually fly a plane with passengers that's powered by something other than fuel?
It will be a complement to engines. We need to work out fuel burn efficiency, clearly. Starts with technologies in the engines, aerodynamic of the aircraft. Then we can use also biofuel. This is a good opportunity. And on top of that, fuel cells, for instance, based on hydrogen, are possible. And solar cells could be a complement. I don't think that big aircraft will switch 100% to solar cells.
Well, Fabrice Brégier, CEO of Airbus, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.